you've got the moorland and the mountains to the east, and on the west you've got this big macca sandy grassland plain which is cultivated, and then these wonderful big white sandy beaches. We're out here on the rocky headland at Ruardville, the most westerly point in the Uists. The Uists is blessed with a wide range of species. They've got things like golden eagles, various other raptors like hen harrier, which is another one that's very threatened in the UK. We have a very healthy population of corncrakes and the breeding waders that we're talking about. The populations that breed on the macca grasslands, the cultivated grasslands, are of international import as well. Things like oyster catcher, lapwing, redshank, dunlin. These are key things for people to come and see here.
People always rave on about the dawn chorus. This is something else, though, isn't it?
It is. I mean, there's kind of six species of waders you get on the macca and around the coast breeding in the US, which you say is the oyster catcher, dunlin, redshank, lapwing, snipe, and ringed plover. And the combination of their calls are really the backdrop to the US spring for people when they're out, the crofters, when they're out doing their ploughing and stuff. It's what you see, it's what people hear. And because they start displaying things like lapwings, particularly, and ring plovers, which are kind of resident here, they start displaying sort of February, March. So it's the first real sign of spring and one of the first real signs that the year is starting to move forward from a sort of usually a cold, wet and windy winter.